Narcan to GANJA dictating an outpatient consult. The patient's name is Cynthia Stern, S-T-E-R-N, first name C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, date of, I'll say middle initial W, date of birth is 05-16-1976, date of evaluation is 01-23-2013. Referring physician is Dr. Mark Eisenbaum. New paragraph. The patient is a 36-year-old lady who presents with the chief complaint of chronic LBP of several years duration period. She has been diagnosed with grade 2 spondylolisthesis since age 15, period. She has started experiencing radiating pain with numbness and paresthesias down the LLE for 5 to 6 months, period. She is currently not interested in any surgical option, period. She has been taking OTC medications as well as diclofenac as needed for pain, period. She denies any significant muscle weakness or nocturnal discomfort and awakening, period. New paragraph, past medical history is otherwise reportedly unremarkable, period. She has had 2 C-sections and a appendectomy. Period. New paragraph. She's allergic to morphine. Period. New paragraph. Social history. She is a homemaker with 2 young daughters, ages 2 and 5 years. Period. She does not use tobacco and drinks small amounts of alcohol on rare occasions, period. New paragraph, family history was reviewed and is non-contributory, period. New paragraph, review of systems is as above, period. She has had no bowel or bladder dysfunction, comma, CP, comma, SOV, comma, cough, comma, headaches, comma, visual or auditory disturbances, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, significant recent change in weight or appetite, period. The patient states that she feels some depression secondary to interpersonal relationship conflicts, period. New paragraph on physical exam, affects seemed appropriate, period. Gait analysis was unremarkable, period. DTR apostrophe S were reactive and symmetrical, period. Long tract signs were negative bilaterally, period. Three-segment spinal flexion as well as maneuvers resulting in foraminal encroachment did not result in any radicular symptoms, period. Lumbar extension was limited by approximately 30 to 40% with loading the lower lumbar facet joints resulting in ipsilateral pain bilaterally, period. Sciatic and femoral tension signs were negative bilaterally, period. No clinical evidence of SI joint dysfunction or piriformis syndrome was detected, period. No gross motor weakness was present in the C5 to T1 and L2 to S1 myotomes, period. No sensory or coordination deficits were present, period. She was able to balance on each foot for several seconds with her eyes closed, period. Distal pulses were full, period. No edema or clinical evidence of vasomotor instability was present, period. Tenderness was detected over the paralumbar musculature as well as the lower spinous processes, period. new paragraph impression. Chronic, recurrent paralumbar soft tissue strain with a component of spondylolisthesis and facet syndrome, as well as intermittent, low-grade irritation of lower lumbar roots. New paragraph. Comments and recommendations. Number one, I have discussed my impression and the logic behind the treatment plan with the patient at length. Period anatomy and kinesiology of the spine was carefully reviewed using a model period. Prior to consideration of further diagnostic evaluation, it is reasonable to give conservative therapy a try for approximately 6 to 8 weeks, period. Next number. I personally instructed the patient to start a comprehensive home rehab program for dynamic stabilization of the spine with a flexion bias, period. Each exercise was carefully reviewed with the patient, period. Correction of body mechanics and the concept of relative rest was discussed at length and emphasized, period. Next number, until rehabilitation takes effect, she may rely on 75 milligrams of diclofenac, Q, 12 hours, PRN for pain, period. Next number, I've asked the patient to notify my office by telephone over the next few weeks regarding her symptomatology or any questions that she might have about the home rehab plan. Follow up in 6 to 8 weeks or PRN. And the dictation, thank you.